King Charles did not flinch. Remaining seated with his hands calmly folded on the desk, he responded with measured precision. He told the Prime Minister that he had read every word of the bill and had consulted constitutional scholars, former judges and civil liberties experts, and that his decision stood. He then did something extraordinary. The King slid a 40-page legal opinion across the desk, authored by Lord Sumption, one of the country's most respected former Supreme Court justices. The document reportedly dismantles the bill's legal foundations in detail. Palace sources say the Prime Minister did not even glance at it. He picked up his briefcase, failed to make the customary bow, and stormed out of Buckingham Palace. Security footage leaked shortly afterwards appears to show the Prime Minister moving rapidly towards his car, his anger clearly visible. But the crisis extends far beyond a dramatic confrontation between Crown and government. As ministers push through surveillance legislation with an estimated cost of £3.7 billion, critics point to the state of public services and the treatment of veterans. James Richardson, a 71-year-old former Royal Marine who served in the Falklands, reportedly waited 9 months for a hip replacement. His daughter shared his story online, writing that he had given everything for his country and could no longer walk to his letterbox. The post has been shared tens of thousands of times, striking a chord with millions of Britons. The bill the Prime Minister sought to have signed would introduce digital identity cards linked to immigration status, incorporating facial recognition, biometric tracking, and centralised databases. Technology contracts linked to the scheme are said to total £1.9 billion, awarded without competitive tender to firms with alleged links to Labour donors. Three of the five companies expected to benefit reportedly have senior executives who contributed to the Prime Minister's leadership campaign. Margaret Ellis, a retired postal worker from Yorkshire and a lifelong Labour voter, summed up the public mood when she said that when the King shows more compassion for ordinary people than the Prime Minister, something has gone badly wrong.